Come on in. Shoot, go, somebody.
The 2-point conversion. You had a lot of time to think about that after you made the extra point. Is that a discussion that you have with Ryan, and what went into your decision to take the point off the board and then go for two?
Well, first of all, there was a little miscommunication on the field because I was going for two. After the extra point was made, defensive penalty at the 1-yard line, it's like a 60-40 success rate. And I was trying to get Pete's attention at the time and was able to get it and say, no, I wanted to go for two. So elected to go for two in that situation and did a great job executing and getting it.
Is that a discussion that you have with Ryan up in the booth?
We go over these situations during the week, not only based on the percentages of success rate, but also the defense and how they play in those situations also.
Doug, what does it say about this team for you guys to come on the road on a short week? You guys are banged up to start 5-1.
It's a tremendous testament to the players in that locker room. I told them tonight after the game that I haven't been a part of a team that has battled through so much injury and adversity in the first, month of the season, month and a half of the season, to stay together. The resiliency of the football team started to show last year at the end of the year. They're learning from last year. They're learning how to finish games and just the overall consistency from the leaders leading this football team. They're sacrificing each other, themselves, for the team, and it's a fun thing to watch.
So what was the key tonight, would you say?
To winning? Mm-hmm. It just took everybody. It took all 47 guys. Tonight, it took, all three phases had a hand in it. We just had to battle. It wasn't pretty at times, credit them for it's a fine football team. And Ron and I talked after the game, and we'll probably see that football team again, we hope. So it's just battling. The guys just hung in there, did an outstanding job tonight, and just found a way.
What does it say about Carson Wentz, the way he got banged around there and still it didn't let him affect him?
That's the one thing about this kid is he's so tough mentally and physically, and the way he stays in there and battles and still his eyes are down the field. He doesn't let that stuff get to him. Was able to extend some plays with his legs tonight, and he's a great leader of this football team, even in his second year. And guys really respect the way he plays, and it's exciting to see from your quarterback.
Are you surprised at all with his growth in less than a year and a half?
You saw glimpses of it, when he was in college, obviously with the championships and the success that he had. And you just look at his whole sports life, and the success he's had. And you just never know, though, until you get him in your building and you start coaching him to see exactly what you got. And it goes with any player. But the quarterback position is so important in this league, and that's one position that you got to get right. He's the right guy for the Philadelphia Eagles.
You had a lot of flags against you tonight, I think, 10 penalties. What do you think of the way the game is going?
10-1? Wow. It's part of the game. We got to do a better job. We got to clean it up and can't have 10 penalties.
Doug, you talked about the play of your linebackers. Obviously, you lost Jordan, Nigel went out for a little bit, and Bradham and Kendricks have played out a total of 29 tackles together.
I thought our linebackers played extremely well tonight. Those two guys, particularly, I think Nigel had his best football game, to date so far this year. And those guys do it's unfortunate with Jordan. We'll find out the next couple of days with him. But for those other guys to step in there with limited reps even during this week, and to battle and to, be in position to make plays, it's a great testament to those two players and really all that whole group to hang in there and do their jobs.
How different is this defense without 59 when he went out? What changed?
For them, talking about for them. Yeah, he was very disruptive, obviously, early in this football game with some of the blitzes and some of the protection things that we were doing. And he's a smart, he's a great player, and you give him a lot of respect. And it changes the complexity a little bit. you know, just getting guys lined up and some of the things that they were doing. But, you know, it is unfortunate. Obviously, hope he's okay and I'll be able to play again next week. But it can change. It can change a little bit for us, a little bit offensively too.
How does 5-1 set you up in your opinion going forward?
Well, one, we've got to learn from last year. We were 3-0 with a little bit of a break. Now it was a full bye. This is just we got 10 days or 11 days, I guess, before we play again. So we got to learn from that. We got to learn to get rest, to heal up. We have put ourselves in a really good position, obviously, the first six games of the year. But the season's not over. I mean, it's still long. You know, we got 10 games left, and I told the guys tonight that we got three coming up at home and in front of our fans at our stadium, and we got to learn from last year, obviously, and be ready to go next week.
What do you think you did wrong differently when you went to the bye after what was week 4 last year, and what week changed this year? I mean,
it's not a bye, but you know, we get some time, and we don't play it on Monday night. But listen, it's just first year, I think, and guys learning how to handle their time off, and I'm going to give them some time over the weekend, and then we'll get back together next week. But so they're not going to have a full complement of days. But, you know, I just trust the players. I trust them with the time off, and they need it. You know, we're beat up, and it's a great opportunity to get healthy and make a nice push for the next 3 weeks, and then get a full bye then.
On the first two touchdowns you played with a short field, what was the value of those two turnovers?
Yeah, great turnovers. Defensively got hands on the ball. We talk about takeaways all the time. Presented a short field for us there early in the game, and obviously cashed in, and offense did their part. So it helps when we can do that. That's a great defense over there. It's hard to go the length of the field, you know, on that team. And it was just fortunate that we had the short field at those particular times.
Last year when Lane Johnson's first game not playing, they gave up a sack early, and then you guys kind of crumpled. But what was the difference this year?
Well, you know, I'll look at the film, you know, on the way back tonight, but I think a little bit of it, he, you know, there's nerves going a lot of emotion early in the game, and it's just a matter of just trusting your technique. And listen, after he got that out of the way, I mean, it was just settled in and did a nice job for us, but we'll take a look at it. We'll correct it. He's a good player for us, obviously. We'll see where Lane is next week, but if we have to go with V, then we're totally fine doing that.
You guys were able to win without Fletch, but how much does it help to have him just creating all sorts of havoc up front?
He's so dominating in there, pushing the pocket, you know, run and pass, and it was great to have him out there tonight. And he's another one of those leaders on the team that you lean on, you know, and he battled through his injury and put that aside for the team tonight and did an outstanding job.
How close was he to playing or not playing?
How close was he?
Yeah, I mean, how close was that decision? Or,
he was playing.
Or was it obvious?
Yeah, he was playing. Yeah. He, there was no way I could sit him tonight. I mean, this was too important to him.
I know you're confident, but are you surprised by the way everything's gone here, considering those injuries you've had?
I mean, it is a little surprising, you know. The amount of injuries, particularly at one position, you know, in the defensive back, and then defensive line kind of got hit. And you know, it seems like it's just all on the defensive side of the ball. Offense has had to pull their weight, and they've done a nice job, you know, with some of the injuries on defense. And, you know, I guess I'm not surprised because of what I've seen this football team work through and battle through. And it's always been the next man up mentality. And these guys have proven it time and time again and put themselves in. You know, my hat's off to those guys in the locker room. They put themselves in a really good position.
Two more, please. Two more.
Is there a difference to how Carson responds to hits and pressure this year compared to last year?
Not really. Not really. He's still the same guy and still wants the ball in his hands, and still wants to go down the field and score points. So nothing's changed. He's a tough kid mentally and physically and do what we can to keep the ball in his hand and let him make plays.
How beneficial is it that – I mean, that's obviously not good when you have injuries, but some guys that normally wouldn't be playing are playing. When you get your guys healthy and back, how beneficial will it be to have those guys with some experience later?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be huge, you know, to have these guys that are playing right now early in the season, you know, because you're going to need them again at some point during the season. Like I said, there's 10 games, and you know, we're going to need him again. And it's valuable reps for them. And it just adds that depth that that we talk about all the time. Okay.
Thanks,
thank you, guys.